A suspect in the recent vandalism at the Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History has surrendered to police. Officials have not yet released his name, nor have they said what charges he's facing. It was August 18th when police say cameras captured a person spraying red paint on the exterior of the museum along Independence Mall. And a week later, somebody sprayed red paint on a display of solidarity with Israel hanging on the 5th Street side of the museum. Police have not said whether the suspect is accused in both acts of vandalism.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.